The HaTorah nikneh ba'arba'im u'shmoneh dvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Tali Ifra from Yerushalayim, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Shmiat Ozen, listening with your ears. The Gra, the Gaon Mivilna, on Pirkei Avot, teaches us on this Mishnah that the ears are used for three different levels of action. The first level is physical hearing, where our ears gather information and our brain processes it. That's called hearing. But the second level, also associated with ears, is accepting something. For example, we say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We say in our davening, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. We're not telling other Jewish people to actually listen to our prayers and what we're saying, but we're encouraging the Jewish people to accept Hashem's kingship, to accept that Hashem is our God. That's acceptance. It's also associated with hearing, with the ear. And the third level of action associated with the ear is what the Gaon Mivilna calls understanding with your heart. The first three acquisitions of Torah in this Mishnah are Talmud, Shmiat HaOzen, and Binat HaLev, learning, listening with your ear, and understanding of the heart. Today we're going to talk about the middle one, listening with your ear, and that's referring to the second level of action that our ears do, which is accepting. The Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim from Baghdad, who was the preeminent leader of the Jewish community in Baghdad in the second half of the 19th century, teaches us in his Pirush on Pirkei Avot, that Shmi'at HaOzen, listening with your ear, is not referring to just hearing Torah when you learn it, as in that you shouldn't read it with your eyes, but you should say it out loud. It's not referring to that, but it's referring to recognizing that the Torah that the Jews got at Mount Sinai had two parts, the written Torah and the oral Torah. The beginning of Pirkei Avos teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah on Har Sinai from God. He gave it over to Joshua, who gave it over to the 70 elders, who gave it over to the prophets, who gave it over to the men of the great assembly, and they have given it over to the rabbis, and that's our tradition who gave it over to us today. And you might think, well, why does everyone have to make such a big deal of giving it over? Don't we have a written Torah scroll in every single synagogue, and you can buy it in any bookstore, and you can even access it online? So why does the Torah have to be handed down from generation to generation? And of course, we know that this Mishnah, this handing down, is actually referring to the oral Torah. When Moshe got the Torah on Har Sinai, God gave him two parts, the written Torah, which we have in the form of the Torah scrolls, the five books of Moses, and the oral Torah. In the oral Torah, there are hundreds and hundreds of laws and mitzvot that are not explained or even not mentioned in the written Torah. There are explanations of many mitzvot that we would not understand without this oral tradition, such as a man has to wear tefillin every day, phylacteries. We would have no idea that that tefillin is a black box or with leather black straps if it weren't for the oral Torah. Or an etrog, a citron that we take as one of the four species on Sukkot. We would not know what that is without the oral Torah. We wouldn't know how to interpret most of the halachos of Shabbos without the oral Torah. The oral Torah also teaches our rabbis from a few thousand years ago until now how to interpret laws, what are valid ways of interpreting laws and what are invalid ways. And it also teaches our rabbis, down to our rabbis today, how to understand a new law when a new question arises, such as electricity on Shabbos or driving a car on Shabbos, which the written Torah does not discuss. So the Ben Ish Chai explains that this second acquisition of Torah, Shmias HaOzen, listening with your ear, is actually referring to the importance of us accepting what the rabbis teach us about Torah. That a person might think, I can open up a book of Torah, read it, and understand it. I'm a smart person. Either I understand the Hebrew or I can get even a translation. But he says that's not enough. You can completely misinterpret it, misunderstand it. People can become heretics if they don't lend an ear to listen, meaning to accept what the rabbis are teaching us. May we all be zocha to connect to Torah and to have the humility and the heart to listen and accept to what rabbis of the generations and our rabbis today are teaching us. Thank you for learning together.